energy has been flowing through you, romping with you through the woods, enjoying everything that you've been eating, enjoying the sensual nature of your physical experience. In other words, the non-physical you has been here all along, even in your not really being that aware of it, because you were so busy being the physical you that you were. So you sort of have a, you're getting a sense of what we're talking about. Now, add to this physical experience where your inner being is pouring through you. Now understand that someone that you love and know, and even those that you didn't love and didn't know, who are non-physically focused, can also have life experiences with you and through you at any time. And in your, only in your joyful moments, do you really have physical access where you yourself can feel that happening. Esther has had experiences where she has seen things that were so extraordinary, or heard things, or felt things, or tasted things, and she realizes that in that moment she is at a vibrational pitch where she's allowing a regimen of non-physical energy to have the experience with her. So the experience is heightened as she allows herself to consciously experience our intertwining with her. And so there are a few things that we would like to say in clarification. First, we can have and do have that intertwining experience with all of you all of the time, whether you know it or not. Only when you are in vibrationally alignment with that which we are, do you have any sense of it happening. So the reason that we are explaining it to you in this way is because of the unique way in which you ask the question. We want you to understand that the intertwining between non-physical and physical, there is never a separation. The separation is only effected by the vibrational stance of the thoughts that you are thinking from your physical perspective. So the happier you get, the more you allow that intertwining. And so much so that you could actually begin living life right here on this leading edge of thought, so open to the energy of your source and your resources that then you would understand that there is no non-physical dimension that's more emphatic or any better. In other words, talk about heaven on earth, allowing the fullness of who you are out here in this leading edge. Physical humans have done such an incredible job of distorting where the physical life experience fits into the whole of things. As you tell the stories of separation and you make non-physical something that's isolated that you will maybe someday return to, when you can never separate yourself from it unless you are physically focused in a negative way, you see. Esther has the delicious experience on a regular basis. It happened last night at dinner while one of their dear friends was talking about his mother. And suddenly, Esther was full of his mother. She could feel all of the enthusiasm that she was feeling for the conversation, for the people at the table that she knew and loved, for life itself, for the ongoing experience in this physical world. It happens to Esther all of the time when someone is talking and they are in that vibration place to allow, she realizes there is no separation. We are all in this together, you say. Helpful? Is there something that we didn't get to that you were reaching for?
No, that's very helpful.
Very good.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Second row, right here, yes.
Thank you. You keep answering my questions. And I was just thinking, well, I'm running out, and I've got one left. Well, no, I haven't.
There it went. Got the answer before I was able to put it into words.
I've got one left currently. And it's really about my mental map that I have been updating forever, seemingly, but since I first thought about the whole prospect of mental maps and had it exploded. And the way I had it exploded was by going in through meditation, through a particular meditation that I do in the UK, and was astonished by the explosion, and then worked from the outside in to uncover the veil or the layers or what I then began to term my mind, to get to pure positive energy. I now know it by so many different names.